Blog Talk Radio.
Persecuted means oppressed or mistreated, me without a cause. But my heart standeth in awe. R means amazement of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one which findeth great spoils. And spoils here means valuables. I hate and abhor. Abhor means detest or hate, lying. But thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Yeah, Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation. Salvation means deliverance from sin in this particular case. And done thy commandments. My soul has kept thy testimonies, and I have loved them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies. For all my ways are before thee. Thee means you. I have read to you from the book of Psalms that's in the Old Testament. 119 verses 161 through 168. I pray that our Heavenly Father give us understanding to the hearing of his word. Sheep, let us take a moment to honor or to reverence our Heavenly Father with prayer. You may say your prayer while I take a minute or so to say my prayer. Our Father in heaven, I praise thee for this day. I thank you for this day. I also pray for the oppressors that despitefully use us, dark, brown, or black people in the world, particularly in the United States of America, in Michigan, specifically Detroit. Help me, Father, to do good to them that hate us or hate me, us dark folk or black folk, who persecute us and mistreat us. Father, thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you for giving us sheep, sane, sound mind with excellent health. Amen. In Yeshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Let me take a moment to identify myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Zandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day, Saturday, in the Bible that tells you to keep holy. Read it for yourself. You'll find it in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. You can also find that in the Ten Commandments that are in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening, ending Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and my long time listeners know to have your three P's ready. Those are your pen, pencil, and paper. Now I understand that they have something that's called a notebook where you can jot down something that I have said that you may want to refer to or reference later. You can also go to Blog Talk Radio if you have a computer and look up the Feed My Sheep show. There are different Feed My Sheeps, but my particular program is called the Feed My Sheep show, where you can listen to my broadcasts at any time. Now, there have been problems with my broadcasts coming through clearly. I've made changes. I've gotten a ground line phone, and hopefully you all sheep can hear me. Well, we are going to start reading from, follow me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 41. We're going to be reading about the insurrection against Gedaliah. We're going to start at chapter 41 in Jeremiah, verse 1, and read until we finish. Let's get started. Oh, I do want to say that there is a Grand Prix going on here in Detroit, Michigan, in our beautiful city that's been given over to rich folk because of alleged bankruptcy. Go down to Belle Isle. There is a fee. I don't know how much it will cost, but enjoy the racing on the Isle. I think that would be a beautiful thing to do. Let's start reading from the book of Jeremiah, starting at verse Jeremiah 41, verse 1. Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishamah, of the seed royal, and the princes of the king, even 10 men with him, came to Gedaliah, the son of Ahiakim, to Mizpah, and there they did eat bread together in Mizpah. verse 2. Then arose Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men that were with him, and smote. Smote means to hit. Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword, and slew him. Slew means to kill or murder. Him with whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also slew means to kill or murder, all the Jews that were with him, even with Gedaliah and Mizpah and the Chaldeans that were found there in the men of war. Verse 4, and it came to pass in the second day after the slaying, after he had slain Gedaliah, and no man knew it, that there came certain from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 40, 40, 40. Fourscore means 80 men. It came 40 men, having their beards shaven and their clothes rent. Rent means torn, and having cut themselves with offerings and incense in their hand to bring to them to the house of Yah the Lord. Verse 6, and Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went. And it came to pass, as he met them, he said unto them, come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. Verse 7, and it was so, when they came into the midst of the city, that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, slew them. Again, slew means to kill or murder, and cast them into the midst of the pit. And a pit is a hole that's dug in the ground. And cast them into the pit, he and the men that were with him. Verse 8. But 10 men were found among them that said unto Ishmael, slay us not, for we have treasures in the field of wheat and of barley and of oil and of honey. So he forbear. Forbear means to resist or avoid or spared. He spared them and slew them not among their brethren. Verse 9. Now the pit wherein Ishmael had cast them, all the dead bodies of the men whom he had slain because of Gedaliah, was in which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha, king of Israel. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, filled it with them that were slain. Then Ishmael carried away captive all the residue, that means remnant, or the few people that he did not kill, of the people, the residue of the people that were in Mizpah, that remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, carried them away captive and departed to go over to the Ammonites. Verse 11. But when Johanan, the son of Karen, and all the captains of the forces that were with him heard of all the evil that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had done. Then they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and found him by the great waters that are in Gibeon. Gibeon is a Canaanite city north of Jerusalem. Verse 13. Now it came to pass that when all the people who were with Ishmael saw Johanan, the son of Karen, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, then they were glad. Verse 14. So all the people that Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah cast about and returned and went unto Johanan, the son of Karah. But Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, escaped from Johanan with 8 men and went into the Ammonites. Verse 16. Then took Johanan, the son of Karah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, from Mizpah, after that he had slain Gedaliah, the son of Ahiakim, even mighty men of war, and the women and the children and the eunuchs. You know, eunuchs are men that were put over the harem of the king, and they were castrated, meaning their testicles were removed so that they would not impregnate any of the women. The eunuchs who had brought again from Gibeon. That is the reading of verse 16. Now, let's go to verse 17. And they departed and dwelt in the habitation of Shechem, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had slain Gedaliah, the son of Ahiakim, whom the king of Babylon had made governor in the land. Well, that ends the reading of Jeremiah chapter 41. I pray that you sheep will get some understanding out of that. And in verse 40, Johanan had told Gedaliah that he was going to be slain by Ishmael, and Gedaliah did not believe that Ishmael was going to kill him. So in verse 41, it comes and it tells you that Ishmael did come, and he even ate bread with Gedaliah. And then after that, he slew him. So sometimes when people come and tell you different things, you need to listen to them and pay attention and keep your guard up. I almost let my guard down this week. And I'm so thankful that I listened to my mind and that I did not do what I had planned to do. And I'm thankful to that. Listen, sheep, while I have a few minutes still left, I have 10 minutes still left. Let me just find the Ten Commandments and go with those as much as I can. And I want your sheep to remember that I think it was the feast of first fruit. Last week I planted myself first fruit in the garden, in my garden, a little garden I dug out in the backyard. And I heard another preacher explain that the first fruit are those people who will be raised in the first resurrection. Yeah, the first resurrection. We all want to be raised in the first resurrection. This is why I'm obedient today. It took me many years, almost 30 years, to become obedient to our Heavenly Father by feeding His sheep and ministering unto His people. I was so afraid of you sheep that I was not going to obey my Heavenly Father, but it stayed on my mind so heavily that I'd rather obey, and I am so glad that I am doing what I am doing now on Blog Talk Radio. If God has given you an assignment, do it. He will make the way for you. And I was so afraid, but I am so glad that I did it. I actually shook. I thought I was going to jump out of my skin. I was so scared. And then I was trembling too. My voice was trembling real bad. Now that I'm doing what my Father told me to do, the devil is trying to take my voice, but I'm going to speak with your sheep as long as I can, as long as I think I can be heard. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, starting at verse 3, and let's start reading the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's the first commandment. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am Yah, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So sheep, don't be fooled. There are a lot of preachers out there telling you that, you know, you don't have to do that. There's a reason for this Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. You read it all. And this is what some of our pastors are failing to do. And because you depend on them to get you into heaven or into paradise when our Heavenly Father comes, they're not teaching you the whole thing. So read this Bible for yourself. You know, they have said about us in Detroit that we are not getting a good education. But that's on their standard, our standard. You just read the best you can, because I never thought I could do this. Let's go with the third commandment. Now I'm thinking about the blood moons that are supposed to come. After I read the commandments, let me try to come back to the blood moons. The fourth blood moon is supposed to come sometime in the end of September this year, and which means I heard on a talk radio program. It's a talk TV program. It's change in government after that fourth blood moon. But let me read these commandments. It's important that you change your life and start, become obedient to what our Father has told us to do. You see, June is next week, and you only have about 4 months to make a change in your life. This is the end of May, June, July, August, September. 4 months from now, there will be a blood moon at the end of September. Let's go to the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord Yah, thy God, in vain, for Yah, the Lord, will not hold them guiltless that take his name in vain. So you are going to be guilty. Do not curse or misuse our Father's name. The fourth commandment, and the most of you are doing this on Sundays, and you're not supposed to do it on Sunday. The Bible tells us to do it on the Sabbath day. The fourth commandment, it says, remember the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is a Saturday. For those of you who do not know that the Sabbath means Saturday, the seventh day of the week, not the first day. Sunday is the first day of the week. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt work, thou shalt labor, but do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah the Lord thy God. And if thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates, for in 6 days Yah the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yah the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means to make it holy. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yah the Lord thy God giveth thee. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill, do not commit abortion. Number seven, thou shalt not commit adultery. Spouses, be faithful to yourselves, to each other. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Don't lie on your neighbor. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. An ass is a donkey. Nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to read that. My program is about to go off. I think I've said enough to you about the blood moons. You look it up on the computer. There is a blood moon talked about in the Bible twice, I think, in Joel somewhere. I don't quite know, but you look it up on the computer. Look up blood moons. Sheep, let us have a closing word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven, we your sheep, thank you for all the things you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. You know, and this is where man has taught us wrong. He didn't teach us about Yeshua. You have to look it up on your own. I'll be back next week if it's God's will. Remember, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. I want you to purchase the book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald Eady. You can also find this information in Leviticus chapter 11. Stay away from sweet.
Don't let them
go to www.eatanclive.com
of the road. That heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.